Good Friday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and happy St. Patrick's Day. Welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, brought to you by UC Davis.
And I'm Jake Sherman. The Washington Post has a story out this morning on Secretary of State Rex Tillerson saying, quote, all options are on the table when it comes to North Korea. This is the clearest indication that the Trump administration is at least internally considering military action against North Korea.
Back stateside, the buzz on both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue is that President Donald Trump will make a forceful public statement in the next few days, announcing that negotiations on the health care bill will have wrapped up, and he will urge lawmakers to get behind the plan. This will only come after the House and the White House have finished writing a package of tweaks to the bill called a manager's amendment. But Trump's imprint is something House Republican leadership has wanted and could help smooth the rocky path to passage. We spoke to several vote counters who were pleasantly surprised at the level of support for the bill in the House. The House is likely to vote next week.
One thing to watch today, Donald Trump is making a personal pitch to the Republican Study Committee. The RSC, the largest group of conservatives in the House, has lost clout with the rise of the House Freedom Caucus. But Trump will likely have an easier time winning a bunch of votes from the RSC than he will the HFC. It's a larger group whose members might be more open to voting for the health care bill. Check out Playbook this morning for an early sneak peek at a video speaker Paul Ryan is showing House Republicans this morning. The video has a series of news clips that try to illustrate that Obamacare is collapsing. It closes with the voice of Donald Trump saying, quote, action on Obamacare is an urgent necessity.
But just as it looks like House Republicans could be getting on the same page on health care, our colleague Jen Habercorn has a great inside baseball piece looking at how will Congress repeal and replace its own Obamacare. She reports that so far Republicans aren't planning to require lawmakers to participate in the new insurance market they're proposing. In fact, no one really knows where lawmakers are going to have to get their insurance under repeal. As many of you will remember, health insurance for members of Congress and their staff was one of the most contentious inside the Beltway fights in the drawn-out battle over Obamacare. Lawmakers were stripped of the health insurance that other federal employees get and were tossed into Obamacare, initially without any contribution from their employer, the federal government. The Obama administration did allow lawmakers and staffers to get part of their insurance paid for by the government, a contribution that several conservative critics blasted as an insider deal.
Trump's other major initiative, his budget that was released yesterday, was roundly panned. The New Washington narrative, Trump's budget is a dud. It's falling flat not only with Democrats, but also Republicans. The Trump administration is sticking by claims that the Obama White House wiretapped him. Despite Republican and Democratic lawmakers saying there's no evidence Trump Tower was literally wiretapped, he and his team are continuing to dig in and defend the president's comments.
Two updates on Trump's cabinet. Politico was reporting this morning that Andrew Wheeler, a coal lobbyist and former aide to Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe, is going to be named the deputy administrator of the EPA. Had Agriculture Secretary nominee Sonny Perdue's long-delayed confirmation hearing before the Senate Ag Committee is slated for March 23rd.
The Congressional Institute, a group that sponsors educational trips for members of Congress and staff, emailed attendees of a 2017 chief of staff retreat asking for headshots for each person attending. It's a measure to step up their security protocols. Ward Baker, the NRSC executive director last cycle, has been named campaign strategist of the year by the American Association of Political Consultants. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.